Father, we thank you once again for the day you've given us, Lord. We thank you for mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord, for your word for this day and hour. Lord, we thank you for revelation. Lord, to recognize the position of the world, to recognize the position of your bride. And Lord, we ask that you would continue, Lord, to bless your bride day by day. Lead us and guide us, Father, in all truth. Lord, to recognize every trick of the enemy, Lord. We thank you for healing for those, for Sister Betty. Lord, for each one that's been sick, Lord, we thank you for your blessing, your mercy and grace. Lord, may you bless Sister Amanda. She's working, Lord, and just help her to accomplish her task. Lord, we just thank you and praise you now. Guide us in the service. Speak to our hearts. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. We do greet you tonight in the name of the Lord. We appreciate Sister Amanda taking a break there and coming over for us in the service. We appreciate that so much. And then, Autumn, I was going to bring you the computer, and I think the battery just died. Sorry about that. I didn't even think to charge it today. But we'll try to not let that happen again. So anyways, we trust everyone's had a good week now, and the Lord's blessed you day by day. And so I'd like to get into the message now. We're continuing now this little thought before we got back into the eternal covenant. Just something that it hit me last week, or actually a couple weeks ago, some quotes come to me, and then some of the brothers had made some comments, and just felt led to read some of these quotes. And so I'm going to start tonight in the Ephesian church age, and it's been read many times, but just as a reminder, as we're on this subject, it's on page 20. And I want to carry this thought all the way through. So let us go a step further. Have you ever studied the history of revivals? Now, a revival signifies a move of God in power. And every time that God moves, Satan is there to move also. It never fails. In the days of the great Welsh revival, and most people don't know this, the insane asylums filled up quickly, and there was a great display of devil power to take away the attention from God. So Satan's always right there to discredit what God is doing. It is written that in Wesley's day, the people would do the most peculiar things that were definitely of Satan, to try to mock the goodness and power of God. And in Luther's day, it said that the miracle of his ministry did not lie in the fact that he successfully protested the Roman Catholic Church. Well, you know, that could have been death. That could have easily been death for to stand against the church the way that he did. But the miracle lay in the fact that he could and did stay sound and sane amidst the fanatics who were often filled with and guided by wrong spirits. Now, if there was ever a day that we're facing this right here, ever a time that we're facing these spirits fighting against the revelation, fighting against the bride, this is the time. If you have been aware of this last day ministry, you will have noted the same invasion of false and wicked spirits. It has to be that way. And now I hope and trust that you are spiritual minded enough to get that and capitalize on it. Now, I want to go ahead and just drop in something here, because he's talking about what's happened through the ages. He's talking about how that when God would do something, Satan would do something to counter that. And at the same time, the power of God was being poured out. The power of Satan was being poured out. And the insane asylums filled up. Because the more power God was displaying, the more revelation God was doing, then Satan was driving people to insanity. That's what he's saying. He was taking them to insanity. Some of them maybe seeing something real and couldn't contain it. Some of them trying to decide. Brother Branham said there's that group and the three groups that some of them, they just can't decide which side. Which side? Is it right or is it not right? Is this wrong or it's not wrong? They couldn't find that place. They were just indecisive. And some people become so indecisive that they can't bear it. They can't take it. And so that's what Judas did. He thought that this was the one. And then he thought it wasn't the one. And then he realized that this must have been the one. And then he went and hung himself. And so that thing is there. The power, satanic power, demonic power is there in every age. But there's something different about the last days. There's prophecy for the last days that the people are going to go completely insane. That's the promise for this last days, that insanity of the people will take place. So just to seal this point on the true and false vines mingling and demonstrating the two spirits that are at work, let us look into 1 John 4, 1 to 4 and Jude 3, 4 and 12. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, rather they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world, whereby know ye that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it's in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Brother Branham said the Antichrist spirit, because greater is he, God's spirit, that is in you than he that is in the world. And in Jude, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, for the revelation that was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men, not saints, crept in unawares. These have not come into the fold by means of the door, and are therefore robbers, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Amen. So that's some powerful comments by the prophet. Now, this message in communion, this is the last message that Brother Branham preached, and he makes some comments here that I had not ever noticed before in this message, and it didn't stand out to me. But when I was searching, I ran across this. He said, "Now there's one thing that I want to say just before we start the communion, is this, that I believe we have seen enough in our day that we live in, that we ought to really give all of our being to God." And we should really serve God. I believe that he's blessed us with the direct answer to Scripture. As Perry Green gave it a few moments ago, we're at the end time. We're not blind. We see that we're here and that we've arrived. And we can also look around and see that the way the human mind is leaving the people. I never noticed it in this message here before. This is his last message. The human mind is leaving the people. Yes. Brother Branham talked about this a lot. There's so many quotes. I was amazed how many quotes. That we can't stay much longer. We would be in a complete insane institution. The whole world would be. Notice where he's placing it. The whole world. And that was a big part of my point on Sunday. The whole world. The whole world is at that place. They're at that place now. Insanity is taking over. It's taking over the nations. It's taking over the world. See, we're at the end time. He's declaring it. He's laying it out there. And he's making it clear. And so once again, I want to point out, there's a difference between Satan fighting the power of God through the church ages and what's prophesied to take place at the end time. Because this now, he's talking about the whole world. He's not just talking about this some battle fighting against the message of the age. He's talking now about the end time. In the message leadership. Oh God, let me go, Lord. Don't leave me behind, Jesus. Let me go with you, Father. I don't want to stay here on this earth to watch these tribulations coming on. I don't want to stay here in this insanity. I don't want to stand here when hideous sights, the people losing their minds. We look at a man trying to act like beast and look like beast, and women trying to look like animals with the paints on their face. I don't know if you have an opportunity to see much of what's on the college campuses now, but it is astounding. It is astounding. Or you go in the big cities and you see more of it, but on the college campuses, to see the rings and stuff and the noses and the ears and their faces disfigured and the tattoos, not only on their body but on their face, and making them look like something that's not even human, making them look like something that is some kind of freak. What makes a person do that? The color of their hair is not even, it's such strange colors that it doesn't make sense. It's insanity. It's insanity what's come upon the earth. And it's going through the nations. Satan is the ruler of all nations. And it's going through the nations, every bit of it. I was talking to a brother today, and actually from a brother from Kenya, and he's been following the messages that have been coming. And so he was reading the quotes. I didn't finish the quotes on Sunday morning, and he finished reading them, and he was commenting on them. And so I thought, I'm just going to ask him if he's aware of what the Supreme Court, the decisions they made a year ago there concerning the gays and the transgender and all of those things. And so I asked him a couple of questions, and he told me, he said, brother, he said, you don't even know how bad it is. He said, you don't know. He said, it's the whole program now. He said, the whole thing is promoting it. He said, the politicians are promoting it. He said, the movie theaters, he said, when a movie's come out, he said, it's the agenda in there. They're promoting it. They're promoting it all the time. He said, the civil rights groups there now are defending it. He said, they're financing it. They're promoting it. And I'm like, and he's right. I didn't know. I did some study just to find out when I was finding out that there was transgender people there in Kenya all the way back that were just coming out in the early 2000s, because I hadn't seen it there. I've seen gays there. I've seen them in India. I've seen the cross dressing. Seen all of that. You see it as you travel different places. But I didn't realize, I stumbled across the fact that the Supreme Court had voted 3-2 to defend, that they could no longer discriminate against any of them. And so even though we say, okay, this is the worst, there's no doubt about it. This is the worst. And this is where it's at. This is where it was happening. This is where the message came. This is where Satan was fighting the hardest. But what the prophet's trying to tell us is, the whole world, it's there in the whole world, and it's in every nation. And it, the thing that amazes me is I watch over and over when brothers and sisters in the message, they're reading the words of the prophet and they're condemning America and condemning America and condemning America like that's the only place, like it's the only thing. And they're failing to realize they're sitting in the middle of it. They're sitting right in the middle of the very thing that they're condemning. And I know America's the worst. You can't tell me enough. I was raised here. I know that it's the worst of the worst of the worst. I can tell you things you don't know. If you were from any country, if you were from India, if you were from Africa, if you were from Russia, wherever you're from, I can tell you more than you've read because I was raised here. You can tell me more about your country than I've read because you was raised there. So you can't tell me how bad it is. I know how bad it is. But when we think, it's just like I talked about the hybrid food. Brother Mariah was amazed. He was amazed when I asked him. I said, I want this real corn, brother. I want this real thing. I'm going to take it back. I'm going to plant it in America. And when he brought it to me, it said hybrid right on the package. He didn't even know. He didn't even know that he was planting hybrid corn. Was it as bad as ours? No, it wasn't as bad as ours. But it was there, right there. Already the hybrid food. And what's it doing? It's breaking down the body. Already they started working on the cows to make them produce more milk, to make them produce faster, to make them do this and to make them do that. Just little changes, little changes. That's how it came here. That's exactly how it came here. Every bit of it was slowly, 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 just the way Satan works. We can make a little bit more money, a little bit more money, a little bit more money. They don't care about the people. Satan don't care about the people. No, think about being in India, many times reading the people dying because they have liquor stores just like we do, only theirs is a little bit more primitive, but they have it. But then somebody going to make a dollar, they take and they make something up themselves. They take some of this toddy or they take some alcohol or they make something and they make a homemade brew and they sell it just a little bit cheaper. So the poor man thinks, oh, I'm getting a good deal. I'm getting the something at a better price. And it's poison and it kills them. And they have dozens and dozens of people dying at one time because somebody wants to make a little more money, a little bit more money. It's the devil. Brother Branham said, it's the devil when a woman don't cover up her body. Yes, sir. He said, that is a demonic spirit. That's right. That's what it is when a woman cuts her hair. She doesn't know it. Yeah. Brother Branham said, he said, I travel around. He said, I travel into Arkansas, those places. And he said, that's where those people live back in the backwoods and the mountains. And they were called hillbillies and they didn't have a lot of education. They just lived in the mountains and did the best they could. And he said, now you go through there and they want to reproduce that. They want to have hillbilly days once a year or have some festival that they want to go back to that. And so they'll dress up like hillbillies and they'll come together and everything. And he said, then he goes to California and that's where the Westerners were and the horseback, the cows, all of that stuff. And he said, they want to have frontier days and they all dress up like cowboys and they all go out and have a big time and a big party and all that. He said, but when it comes to the gospel, he said, they don't want to go back to the real thing where you live it. They don't want to go back to the real thing. He said, they don't want to even hear about it. They don't want nothing to do with it. No. But you give them anything else, any perverted thing, any of the rest of it, and they'll swallow it as fast as they can. We look at man trying to act like beast and look like beast. And women trying to look like animals with the paints on their face. Knowing that these things are predicted to happen. That the thing will. They'll go so insane till locusts will rise up with hair like women to haunt the women. And teeth like lions. and things that you've said, the mental condition of the people will be completely gone. Completely gone. That's what's prophesied for this day, for this age. And we see it in the making right now. Lord, help us. Restore us to the same mind. The same mind of Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I'm telling you, that's the only place you're going to have a right mind. That's the only place you're going to have a sane mind is in this revelation. And as soon as you step out of this, you are going towards insanity. That's the reason. Brother Branham said, that's the reason. There's been an invasion. Brother Branham preached a message one time. I wanted so bad to listen to it before I brought these messages and didn't have time. But he brought a message called The Invasion of the United States. And brother, that this is an invasion of the whole world.
Yes, sir.
It's a satanic spirit. And when we, and this is what I said on Sunday, when we back up and we look at the big picture of what's happening worldwide, when we look what's happening worldwide, what's taking place, this is not by chance. This is a plan. You know, a lot of times something will happen and people get accused of the conspiracy theories. You know, this was the government, it was somebody else. One place you'll never go wrong is when you say it was the devil. Because the devil has put this into place. He's put this hybrid food into place way, way, way back there. Way back there they were working on that. Early 1900s they were working on it. And they're spreading it.
That's right.
When I didn't think they had any of that in Africa when I went there. I thought, man, these people live forever. These people, all their food is good, everything's right. And immediately, I began looking. The juice wasn't juice anymore. The peanut butter wasn't peanuts anymore. It had to have sugar in it. Had to have something because they took the good stuff out of it. They're feeding the junk to the people, and they take in the other and selling it for something else. You don't have to put sugar in fruit juice. Fruit is naturally sweet. You can just squeeze it and drink it just like that. It's amazing. It's for the dollar. And it's for the plan that Satan has. And it's to fulfill the prophecy, what the scripture said would take place in this last days. Brother Branham said, he said, you wait till those vials open up. You wait till those vials open up. And he said, people going insane, going out of their minds.
Amen.
And he said that what they're seeing, he said, those are not natural things. He said, those are spiritual things that they are seeing. And he said, something has put it in their mind. And he said, television and magazines and this worldly stuff, and all this stuff on the iPads, all of these flash after flash after flash after flash. They're showing you things. And they're putting it there and they're planting that in your mind.
That's right.
And after a while, those things begin to grow. And Satan begins to anoint those things. And you get away. You get away into another realm. Feel your spirit moving in our hearts, tendering us and bringing us to realization of this insane age that we're living in. Grant it, God. What's he saying? What's he praying for? That we will come to the realization of this insane age, that this is an age of insanity that was prophesied it would be. When we see young women so caught up in the web of the devil, young men, perverted minds, children, dope addicts, cigarette smoking, drinking, immoral, Satan's Eden. Amen. It's here. It's here. And it's everywhere. The prophecy of Revelation chapter 3 is that they were rich and they were increased with goods. They didn't have need of nothing. They knew everything. They had all of the religion, all of the revelation. They had everything that they needed. And they did not know that they were miserable, that they were blind, that they were naked. They did not know it. Now, that's a pretty poor state to be in.
Yes, sir.
When you can think you have everything and you don't have nothing. Works is faith expressed. Paragraph 323. I'm skipping a little bit there. We realize, Father, that we're a dying generation of people. We're headed, faced with eternity. The world has gone insane. How much? The world. The world has gone insane. Murders, little girls being cut to pieces, ravished. The people, men wearing their hair like women, women like men, they're just perverting. The race is dying. The world is dying. Everything's dying. The church is dying. Everywhere. It's no loyalty among the nations. No loyalty among the politicians. The politicians are so corrupt, they're selling out the nations. They're selling out their countries. You look at the what's been happening. It wasn't long ago the truckers had that big protest in Canada. Then they had Germany. All the farmers, thousands, tens of thousands of farmers come in with their tractors, just blocked everything. Then France, same thing. All the farmers come again. Same thing. I remember some years ago in Kenya. The same thing. The farmers in the western part, I was going through there one time, but actually I was driving. I drove through there and I didn't realize I think it was wheat that was produced. But there must have been 50 or 60 combines, big John Deere harvester. Combines. And I mean, we just went through a place where they were everywhere. And I was amazed. I had no idea there was that kind of volume and that kind of presence of equipment for that. And it was just amazing. So it was a few years later that I was reading that these wealthy farmers were put out of business. They were just completely, almost had nothing except their land. Because the government, the politicians, was buying cheap stuff from other countries and bringing it in and underselling. And so they were losing their margin. They were losing their profit. That's the same thing that was happening in Germany and France. The politicians weren't protecting their farmers. They were padding their pocket. They were doing whatever they could for themselves. And so they had it, more the corruption is just crazy. I'm trying to remember one time how many thousands of tons of maize came up missing or wheat come up missing or something else. And then they're importing when they don't have to. We've been buying oil my whole life when we have it. We have it. All we need. We have all we need. So tell me why we're doing that. Tell me why that we were giving China money as a poor country and we're trillions of dollars in debt to them for loans.
Yep. That's right.
That's insane.
Yes, sir.
That's insane business ethics.
Yep.
That's insane. You owe them trillions of dollars and then you let them charge you high tariffs, like 30% on import-export, and then you give them for just a few percent, 5% import-export. So they're making billions, and it's costing you. Who would do that? It's insane. It's insane. The race is dying. The world's a dying. Everything's a dying. The church is a dying. He said they're perverting. And that perverting, it's just hit me. I've heard some some, I don't know if they were journalists or what, just speaking on it the other day about this, these pedophiles. When they got the list for this Jeffrey Epstein, when they got the list of the people, the customers, the rich, the famous, the important, that was going there and engaging in all kind of sexual activity and with children and with sex trafficked people, who they stand and tell us that this is wrong and it's got to stop. And they're right there in the middle of it. They're right in the middle of it. Isn't it amazing how hard it's been for that list to be exposed? There's too many big names on there. That's what the problem is. There's too many big names. It's a perversion. It's a perversion. And that's the reason that this thing is going up, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Amen. And they're promoting it. And they're promoting child sex. They're promoting gay. They're promoting lesbian. They're promoting transgender. They're promoting every bit of it. Amen. They try to push it through our schools. I'm telling you, that's the devil.
Yes, sir.
That's the devil trying to put it in them when they're that age.
Yep.
And I've realized that has been a tactic of Satan since way back. That's exactly what the Catholic priest did. The Catholic priest took them young boys and those young girls, took them into the confession box, and began to question them about things they had never heard of in their lifetime.
That's right.
They had never heard of those kind of scenarios in their lifetime. They were shocked when they heard what that priest was asking them. Have you ever done this? Have you ever done that? Have you thought about doing this? Have you thought about doing that? What were they doing? They were putting the seed in there. They were putting the idea in there, and they kept putting it in there until they led them right into the very thing that they were asking them about. They intentionally did that. And they're intentionally, now it's intentionally happening worldwide.
Amen.
They're trying to bring the world to that.
That's right.
Because why? It's prophecy.
Yep.
It's prophesied it would be.
Amen.
I'm dropping down a little bit. Let me go to paragraph 21. Brother Branham would say, let me back up here a paragraph. And then the article goes on to say that science has proved that today that young children, these boys and girls, hit their middle age at about 20 years old, about 25. Many times, in many cases, girls are out of menopause at 25 years old. Now, I don't know if you knew it or not, but a few nights ago, while the Holy Spirit was speaking here in the meetings, a little girl sitting down here, that's exactly what was wrong with that child when it called out. And I looked at her the second time, looked again, and I seen what was the matter. And I thought, it can't be. The child is too young. It was menopause. About 20 years old, 23, something like that. See? Now, my mother and your mother struck that age about 45 to 50. And my wife struck that age about 35. And now it's down to about 20. The whole human race is rotten. See? And if them physical beings of your body is tearing down like that from eating hybrid foods and tensions that rotten it, does not that also rot the brain cells? That's exactly what's happening.
That's right.
It's exactly what's happening. Then we can see how women can get on the street naked. We can see how they can speed through the streets at 120 miles an hour. All these things. It's come to a place where the whole nation, the whole world, not only this nation, but everywhere, mentally gone.
Right.
Mentally gone. It's there. We're living in it.
Yes.
We're living in it. We're seeing it with our own eyes. We're seeing it take place. If one thing, this one thing that really, for me, was going to India so far back there, 38 years ago, because they were 200 years behind. They were 200 years behind. And then to watch them come from that all the way in to where it is now. They just jumped into, they leaped into the future. And all those countries are. All those countries are now. And it's amazing how fast it's happening. It's just amazing. When we open up, this paragraph 22, when we open up those, the Lord willing, on those seven vials and shows those hideous things, men will be so insane. After a while, till they'll imagine they're seeing ants the size of a mountain. It will be tormenting the women, be locusts come upon the earth with long hair to torment women who cut theirs off. Hair-like women hanging down, long teeth, like a lion, stingers in their tails, like a scorpion and so forth, to torment men upon the earth. But then it'll be too late to do anything about it. You get right now. Tormenting. It'll be too late then. No, that spirit have consumed you. It'll have possessed you. And you can't get away from it. This is in the message, Invisible Union. Paragraph 101. What a sacred trust. What a responsibility to a woman. Now see why she's a type of the church, which has the same responsibility. This, he's talking to us. He's talking to the sacred trust of the bride. The sacred trust that we have. The responsibility we have to God, to the Word. As a woman has a sacred responsibility to her motherhood, to her virtues, to her husband. The church has a sacred responsibility to prayer and to the Word and to Christ, just the same as the woman has. And as a woman drifts off with another man, when the church goes off into these institutional programs and building programs and schools and so forth, I have nothing against them. They're all right. They serve their purpose. See, Jesus never said go make schools. He said, go preach the Word. That's our job. That's our place. That's where they neglect it. Not make institutions and hospitals and so forth. Them is all right. But that's not the church's duty. Their duty is to preach the gospel. I remember I had a brother one time. He was in the western part of Kenya. And I can't remember the name of the town, but I don't even remember how we got hooked up. Anyways, he invited me to come there and preach. And I went there and preached, and they were wanting some help building the church. And I said, well, brother, we'll pray about it. You know, we'll tell the church about it. And so come back the next year. We went there, we preached again, and they loved me so much. And everything was about building the church, building the church, building the church. And I said, brother, God didn't call us to build churches. God called us to preach the gospel. And so he didn't say nothing, not a word. So when I come back the next trip, I wanted to go back because there was a lot of people there, sweet people that I had made friends with. And he wouldn't answer my calls. He wouldn't answer my emails. And so I got a hold of one of the other brothers. I said, brother, I said, what's wrong? Why isn't the brother replying? He said, because you made the statement that our job is not to build churches. I said, oh, so that was it. That was it. You love me as long as you thought I was going to help you build a church. But as soon as you found out I just wanted you to have the Word, then you're not even going to talk to me. It doesn't take long for Satan to expose himself. Exactly right. It doesn't take long. That's where they neglect it. Not make institutions and hospitals and so forth. Them's all right. But that's not the church's duty. Their duty is to preach the gospel. But we've done everything else but that. And we've drifted in just like Satan did and mixed it up with some gospel, something else, and something else, till it's got a conglomeration of nothing. Corruption. Even the whole world. Watch the trend of the world. That's right. Just watch it. It's amazing. It's amazing that people are setting, condemning something that they're trying to get to all the time. They're always trying to get to it. And they're talking about it, saying, we're not like that, we're not like that. And they just can't wait to get there and be just like it. Yep. And that's exactly what they're doing. They ought to be running the other way. Yes, they ought to be running the other way. Reading Reader's Digest here not long ago, where young girls are going through their menopause. Men, the change of life between 20 and 25 years old. They're going through their middle age. Corruption. Why? Because of scientific research of food and stuff that's broke down from the natural things we should put in our own body, our body. We are nothing but a bunch of dying corruption. Now, that's what the church is also. It's in the same condition. She's a type. She has the same precious virtues by spirit giving to her, see, to preserve the spirit and the word, and never commit adultery with anything of the world or anything. Stay virgin to the word, as a woman is to stay virtuous to her husband. It's a sacred trust to honor her Lord's word above every man-made creed, wisdom, denomination there is. The church is given that trust. Amen. It's a place that God has put us. And we need to really get so into the harness, so into His will for us in these final moments of a dying world, in these final moments when the world is falling apart, when the world is going insane. If there was ever a time, Brother Branham said when he was 56 years old, he said, Bill Branham, if you're going to do anything for the Lord, you better get to doing it. And I've seen nobody who ever gave themselves like that man. And he never counted it nothing. He just wanted to do more. He just wanted to do more. Now look what Hollywood has took the virtuous things from our women. What has Hollywood done? Has took the virtuous things from our women. They keep looking at that stuff and admiring that stuff. And all the hairdos and all the different colors and all the different styles, until after a while, they're doing the same thing and they're looking the same way. Amen. And they look just like it.
That's right.
I'm sitting here looking at dear old sister woman, a dear old woman, Sister Schrader. Many of the women here and back, Sister Moore over here, the older women that remembers a few years ago, if their mother or even them would have walked out on the streets the way some of these women walk today, church members, they'd have locked the women up for being insane. She forgot to put on her skirt. Think about it. Not just for a believer. Even unbelievers, unbelieving women, it was a common a thing for women to wear dresses. That's another thing that I've seen. I've seen it with the television in India. I've seen it with the movies in India. I've seen how they change, how the rape change, how the divorce change, how All of those things changed. How the women went worldly. How their dressing changed. Over 35 years ago, when the government opened up and told the businesses that if a person wanted a television, they had to give it to them. They had to give it to them on time. So their goal was to put a television in every house in India, in every home, in every hut. They wanted that. They were promoting that. That was in the 70s and the 80s. That's what they were pushing. And that's when the cinemas come in. Before that, the cinemas were there way back in the 50s. But when it came in, it was for the rich. But then when the government decided, or the devil inspired the government, they wanted everybody to have it. So then it came into the cities and the big billboards, and there it went down. There you just read your newspaper every week, more rape, more deaths, more fighting, more all of that. Why? Because you're promoting it. You're teaching it. It's that way. Amen. Kenya was the dressing. I got to watch that in 10 years' time. I bet you there was a 50% change in the dressing of the women. And now, the way they're dressed now, you don't see as many women in a dress, except older women, mostly older women. You're going to see it, or it's going to be a believer. It's there. It's there. Who did it? Who did it, and why did it happen so fast? Why did it happen so fast? It's because it's time. It's because the spirit of Satan has been poured out in the last days, and it's worldwide. It's everywhere. It's there. And Satan loves it. He loves it, especially when people are sitting there looking at someone else, thinking they're the ones, and they're right there in the middle of it. They're right there in it, and they can't recognize it. It's astounding. It's astounding. Look, paragraph 112. The whole world proves it's insane. Look at the murders and things that's going on in the world. See? It's insanity. The whole thing is coming to fulfill revelations. We'll get to it this week, where those hideous sights, those hideous things, them is not natural. That's spiritual things that make people scream for the rocks and the mountains and everything else to fall on them. See? The complete, total insanity that this world will go into right now. It's almost there now. You see the footsteps of it. You see it's marching right down the street, right down the church pews. Total insanity. Do things that a human being wouldn't think of doing, being civilized. I remember sitting on a plane in the early days coming over to Kenya. I used to sit, because I was always coming right after the school, right around this time school got out. And they were missionaries or young people going in church group, missionary groups. And I was sitting beside this guy, and he was in a pair of shorts and just really comfortable. And so we got to talking about Africa. And he was telling me how that the people just couldn't understand how he could dress like this, because he said he'd go to church just like that. And so I was thinking, that's pretty amazing. And he said, you know what the problem is, don't you? He said, you know what's wrong with them? He said, we taught them that. He said, we taught them to dress up. We taught them to put a suit on. We taught them to put a tie on. And I thought, so if that's true, you're the one that's backslid. You're the one that's backslid. Because they're still trying to give God their best. And they may not have much, but they're giving God their best. And here you got it. And now, I can remember when I was a kid. And I don't know when it hit you all, but when I was young, and I wasn't a churchgoer, we didn't go to church, but I can remember listening to adults talk about the women had started. You know, there was a time in our life, my wife can remember, that women only went to church in a dress. When you were young, There was no women in pants going to church. There was no shorts. There was none of that stuff. It was here like it was where it is other places now. But it's even now breaking that. Because I was out in the bush. Can't remember that place Brother Joshua took me to over there. It's back off of Theka Road somewhere. But anyways, Cambu, yeah. And there was a family coming out going to church. And he told me they was going to church, and I think, I don't know if she was a preacher or what. I won't go, I'll leave that because I don't know. But she was going to church, and she was in pants. And now, it's very rare to see that in Kenya. It's very rare to see that because they still dress right to go to church, although they'll go home and put on their pants or whatever. But I can remember it here when all women wore dresses to church, all. And then it began to break away. That spirit come in there. And then they began to wear pants. They'd wear a pants suit. That's what they called pants suit, because just the words made them feel good that this is a suit. And so it come through every one of those stages. It come through every one of those stages just the same, and we're watching it everywhere else now. It's exactly the same devil. It's exactly the same spirit. It's exactly the same thing that's happening in the whole world, everywhere. It's marching right down the street. It's marching right down the church pew. Total insanity. I told this before. My mother came up here a few years ago. She was going to a funeral, and she asked me if I would take her over there on a Sunday. And it was a Baptist church. My wife was raised in a Baptist church, but it wasn't the difference in that 20 or so years time that she was in one and this one. There was nobody in there but maybe the preacher that looked like he could have been going to church. There was nobody in that building that looked like they were dressed to go to church. And I'm not including the preacher's wife, because her high heels were so high that she got tripped up and was falling over when she was helping sing in the choir, until the other women caught her and helped her and asked her why she didn't take them stupid things off, because she was just prancing around like something I don't want to say. It was so amazing. Everybody had something in their hand, a cup of coffee, a cup of water, their water bottle, or this or that, or some food or something. Everybody was carrying around some paraphernalia of some kind or another. It did not look like anybody was at church. That's how far that it's gone. That's how far it's going. It's only getting worse. There is, in this country, for a long time, gay preachers, married gay preachers, lesbian preachers, married lesbian preachers in the churches. And it's moved into the other country. It's there. It's already there. It's not going to be there one day. It's already there. Let's read this again. Total insanity. Do things that a human being wouldn't think of doing and being civilized. Look what Hollywood has done to the women. Look how it is. It's robbed the sacred virtues of the woman. Oh, it has. That humility is gone. That finding a woman to blush now is so much harder than it was 50 years ago. 60 years ago. All this she lost. How did she do it? Because there was a subtle instrument called the church, like there was in the Garden of Eden. A subtle person, the devil, walked into the church just like he did in the Garden of Eden and deceived her into it. She's deceived. The woman thinks she don't mean to do wrong. Eve didn't mean to do wrong. It wasn't willfully. But the Bible said in 2 Timothy, or 1 Timothy 3, she was deceived. And deceived is not when you willfully do it. It's when you're deceived into doing it. And that's just exactly what happened today. She's been deceived by television, by magazine, by these people, all these fine things that they're going out on the streets. Modern girls, they look at magazines, they look at pictures, they look on the streets, they see the clothing in the shops. That's the thing, and it looks pretty. It looks pretty. You think it looks nice. I want something like that. I want to do this. I want to do that. Satan is inspiring that to take people away from holiness, to take them away from looking like a godly woman. What's doing it? He's telling us. These modern girls on the street, they're doing it. Never has there been. Now, see, there wasn't all of this. When I was a kid, there wasn't all of the computers and all of these, well, I don't know what they even call them, where the I think they call influencers. These women are influencers. And they used to be called something else, I think. But anyways, now I think they call them influencers. And then they have these, I heard of this thing called OnlyFans. I heard them talking about it. I had never seen it, but I heard it's pretty bad. And so when a woman gets on there, she's pretty trashy. She's gone above all these other influencers, and now she's hit the garbage can. And so they're looking at it and they're following it, and they're following it, and they're following it, and it's leading them straight to hell. It's leading them into a pit.
That's right.
That's where it's taking them. Modern girls, they look at magazines, they look at pictures, they look on the street, they see the clothing in the shops, how Satan, that great instrument of hell, has come down amongst the people and deceived them into these things. The woman thinks she's all right. She's dead and she don't know it. She is far from God. How she lost all of this, how subtle it was. And today I want you to notice. Also, I want, if you'd like to read it, Jesus made mention of that these things would come to pass. And now I'm gonna drop down some now. And he's talking about the women not wanting babies in the last days. And he talked about the prophecy there of the daughters of Jerusalem when Jesus told them, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves.
Yep.
Weep for yourself, because the day's coming when they won't want it. They won't want it. I'm gonna drop down to... we got just a few minutes left. Power of transformation. Those quotes are there, and they can read them. But lust had blinded. They need God's word to show her nakedness. Revelations 3. I counsel of thee to buy of me salve, that your eyes might be opened, that you might see your nakedness. Now that's just an amazing thing. Brother Branham said, it's one thing if you tell a person they're naked and they know it. But it's another thing when you tell them they're naked and they don't know they're naked. That's the insanity of this age. You try to tell a person, you try to tell a woman out there that's wearing one of these bikinis that they wear, that she's naked. And she can have you arrested. She can have you arrested. But when you look at her, you think there's no difference in that and her going out in her bra and panties. There's no difference. But in her mind, she's fully covered in that. But if you came into where she was in her underclothes, then you would be in trouble. But she can walk on the street like that. And she's walking on the street like that in countries that she's never done it before. It's happening. It's happening in these other countries. The salve is God's word. The healing of the eyes that brings you from natural things of the world and transforms you by the power of God into his presence. Then you see, You say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. See, it would be different. That's what the church call is today. I counsel thee to come buy of me salve for your eyes, that you might be anointed with my salve, and then you will see. God help us. God give us revelation. Let the Holy Spirit come upon any person that's truly got something down in there. A healing comes from the inside. Let that healing come from the Spirit that's in you. If it's a genuine Spirit anointing the genuine seed, it can't do nothing but bear a son or daughter of God. That genuine Spirit can come upon a cucklebur seed. The rain can fall on a cucklebur, and it will make it live just the same as it falls on a wheat and makes it live. But by their fruits, you know them. See? And we're a fruit tree of God, bearing His word. Jesus said, let a man deny himself and follow me. Let him deny his education, deny his knowledge, deny his degrees, take up his cross and follow me. People has lost their common thoughts of decency. This is the truth. This is what's happened in this day. People has lost their common decency among one another. They are not like they used to be. Man of age, of brothers, and I hear no, and women. People don't act like they used to be. They've lost their common understanding, the mental effect that it's had upon the people of these modern scientific days that we're living in. It's caused people to lose their natural reasonings. They can't regard somebody, a woman, as a sister and a brother. It's something filthy. This is what's happened to the minds. And it's because of the television. It's because of what we're seeing on the street. What we're seeing on the street ought to be illegal. It should have never been allowed to go there. Actually, there was a time in this country when women started to walk out like that and the police officer would stop them. There was a time they couldn't go to a public school dressed like that. They would be sent back home to put clothes on. There was a time, but it was in the transition. It's in the transition when they were coming little by little by little. And then after a while, it got into the courts. And then the courts had to make a decision. And the courts decided, well, you can't discriminate these against these people. They got the same rights that everybody else got. They got the same rights. But not only was they not allowed to discriminate, now they were promoting and promoting and promoting. And there's what's making it go like a train. It's making it go like a train on a track. And the women have to dress themselves so immoral to get out amongst the people. And they say, I'm a good woman. And what is she putting herself out there like that for? She's blinded. Because you can tell her. You can tell her, don't do that. Don't dress like that. She's blinded. If your mother or my mother would have walked out on the street the way one of these women, they would have put her in the insane institution. She didn't even have enough mind to know to put on her clothes. Listen to this now, because this is it. This is a nail in their coffin. If it was insanity then, it's insanity now. 100 years ago, for a woman to walk out on the streets the way they do today, it was insanity. They would put her in jail. They would put her in jail. Or in a hospital. They would put her in a hospital. It's still the same type of woman, see? But they've lost all their decency, all of their understanding. They've lost with modern understanding, with culture and education, it's healthier to be it. It's sinful and death, see? They are all not like they used to be. They don't have understanding no more. The people just don't move by the Spirit of God anymore. God, help us. Help us to come back to that leading of the Spirit of God that strays away and separates from the things of the world and from the fashions of the world and the ideas of the world. And wants to walk alone with God every day. A light that people can look at and say, you know what? That's a real Christian. That's a real Christian. And when they do that, then when God makes them thirsty, you know who they're going to come see? They're going to come see you. They're going to come talk to you because that's where they've seen God at.
That's right. Yes, sir.
When I first come to North Carolina, I didn't have any trade. I didn't know how to build. I didn't know how to do anything. I got a job in a mobile home factory. And it was about 200 men. It was all men. It was several years before they let a woman come. It was all men. And they were rough. And most of them was young. And they lived paycheck to paycheck. Dope. Alcohol. Just all you know the lifestyle. It was a rough bunch of guys. And Brother Keenan and I both worked there. And then there was another brother, later come brother, Jeff Holler. He came. And so there was three of us. God had three right there. And we was all going to church together. And they were some rough guys. And they would talk rough. They'd treat you rough. They'd try to start a fight. They was rough. But after I'd worked there a year or two, the table started to turn. And I'd find one coming up to me here and there and saying, brother, or they would not call me brother, but call me by my name and saying, would you pray for my child? He's sick and he could die. He's got this problem or that problem. Somebody else come sometime later. Would you pray for my wife? She's got this problem. She could die. She's got this, she's got that. And you think you're living in this hell on earth. You're living in isolation. You're just like nobody, you know, that everybody there hates you. And then, you know, some of them can treat you so bad. And then for God to do that, it does something. It changes you. It changes you and it wakes you up. And it lets you see God's got you there for a purpose.
Yes,
He's got you there for a purpose. You think some of those prophets, some of them think of Joseph sitting there for 2 years or however many years he was in prison, just sitting there. What was he feeling like? What was he feeling like? God, I'm just wasting away here. I'm wasting my life. I'm losing time. What am I going to do? Sometimes Satan works on the mind to make you think. You're just wasting time. You're not wasting time. God's got every day planned out.
Amen.
He's got every day planned out, and He's got your light shining.
Yes.
He's got your light shining because there's somebody that needs that light.
Amen.
There's somebody that's going to come to that light.
That's right.
Because God put you there for that. And you can't be anything else but a son and a daughter of God.
Amen.
You can't be anything else but the light of the world. A dying world that's going insane.
That's right.
When they don't know which way to turn, they're going to come to somebody who's in their right mind.
Yes,
God's word is His Spirit. And His word comes to His prophet. And the word is supposed to transform you from what the things of the world are to the image of the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to stop right there. And that's exactly what this world, this word, this revelation will do.
Amen.
God's Spirit will transform us. Amen. Has transformed us because I believe we've been born again.
Yes.
So it has. But it is continually, that seed is continuing to mature and to display.
Amen.
This revelation, this word, is displaying Jesus Christ in this last days.
Right.
Amen. Praise be to His name. Amen. Let us stand together. We appreciate you so much. And we thank God to let us see that this world is almost finished. It's almost done. And the nations are falling. The corruption is in the whole world. The perversion is in the whole world, and it's just amazing that the people could go to those links, to those depths that it has gone to now. You wouldn't think it, but the way that they can do it is because they're blinded. They're blinded by a satanic spirit. So let us pray as we dismiss in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, we thank you and praise you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, to be able to see the hour, to be able to see the condition of the world, Lord, to can see where the nations have fallen. And Lord, where they've rejected you. Lord, where the only thing left is that little bride, Lord, that's standing true. That little bride, Lord, that loves every word. Lord, that is holding on to every promise, all that you've given, Lord. And Lord, when we think of how it's going, Father, and Lord, that the whole attitude, the whole mindset of the people is not like it used to be. That love is leaving the people. It's going away. And there's more, the world is more full of violence than it's ever been. It's more full of hate than it's ever been. Lord, it's the only life, the only love, Lord, is in your bride. Lord, we pray that you would let that light shine, Lord, to get the last one. Lord, that you might take us from this. Deliver us, Lord, from these evil times that we live in. May you bless each one now. Lord, bless our sister. She's working. Bless those that are sick and afflicted. Lord, we pray for Sister Evelyn. Lord, that you would be with her. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you. Now, we commit each one to you in the remainder of this week. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I don't know if anybody has talked to Sister Evelyn, but she hasn't been on for a few services. We've been missing her.